is anyone really surprised that Kanye is the kind of ultimate contrarian? So you mentioned in your introduction that, you know, he reactivated his Twitter account. He's got, what, two new albums coming out soon? And what would be the best way to grab attention for Kanye other than to say, I support Donald Trump?
Now, this contrarian view, that the idea that Trump speaks his mind, you know, and isn't afraid to be honest and say things other people are, is a fairly common sort of, you know, refrain amongst supporters of Trump. Do you give any sort of credence to this type of thinking in Kanye's case?
That Donald Trump is a free thinker.
That, you know, that's what, you know, why he's attracted to him, why he thinks he's good. Or do you think it's more of a kind of, you know, publicity ploy?
I think it's a publicity ploy. I think Kanye is also a kind of Trumpian figure. He sees himself in, you know, kind of world historical terms. You know, I'm thinking back to when he did the Crown of Thorns cover for Rolling Stone. He said, if the Bible was written today, I think I'd be in it. So Kanye has form on this kind of thing. And to kind of break a kind of black liberal orthodoxy, you know, the idea that because you are a black American, you have to vote Democrat, I think that's a really kind of powerful insertion of himself into what is the kind of ultimate spectacle basically in the world at the moment, which is American politics. And so if he wants to, you know, promote himself in pop culture, what better way to do it other than to, yeah, as I said, insert himself into American politics in some way.
So these, you know, a lot of Trump's policies tend to be big picture ideas with a lot of, you know, thunder and lightning, but not a lot of attention to actual details or practicalities. You know, is this sort of the same, you know, sort of approach that makes him so popular online? Is this like what Kanye is aiming for?
Yeah, he can be anything. Like, to say that he and Trump both share a kind of dragon energy, what does that mean? And what has he actually said that he likes about Trump? He hasn't said, I approve of the wall being built. He hasn't, commented on the Iran deal. He just sort of said, I like this guy because he's bucking the trend. I think the most that he said during the TMZ interview, I think, is like, that's my boy. But then he also went on to say that Trump has kind of been hip-hop's boy for decades. There are so many songs that reference Trump from, you know, the 90s to the present. The attitude towards Trump has changed, but he was previously a kind of aspirational figure. Like, one day I'm going to have as much money as Donald Trump, or I've got it now.
So it sort of feels with a lot of this that a lot of it doesn't really matter, like, what anyone's actually saying. It's more just about how big and grand their statement is. So they could be like, I'm buying the moon, and that could be like, oh, I like that he speaks his mind. Does it feel a bit like that to you as well? Or
yeah, I mean, what does it mean? You know, does it ultimately matter that Kanye has said strange things, well, seemingly strange things, coming from a black man in the U.S. that he supports Donald Trump in some way? You know, he wore his hat that he signed. I mean, kind of, so what? He said more problematic things such as, you know, slavery is a choice, but I think that's him trying to buck this, basically what I'd call as an academic, the liberal hegemony in the mass media. And by that I mean these ideas that there is a certain orthodoxy that must be followed. We must have a kind of respectful, rational debate about important matters. And Kanye's like, no, actually, I'm going to write songs. I'm going to say crazy things that kind of don't make sense if you look at them closely. Mm. But they definitely have some kind of feeling about them. And, you know, especially, you know, in terms of music, he's a musician first and foremost. Music's about feeling, and to make you feel in any kind of way is really important for Kanye as he's, you know, releasing his albums, as I said.
So it's just about that visceral reaction more than anything else.
Absolutely.
And someone else that Kanye's spoken of is Candace Owens, an African-American Trump supporter. And again, considering Trump's views on African-Americans, gang violence, and so forth, being a black Trump supporter, you know, you mentioned that, you know, if you're black, you know, you believe in black rights and so forth, you should vote Democrat. What's the driving ideology of black Make America Great Again supporters, if there is one?
Well, I think it would be, if there is one, it's basically a lot about self-promotion as well. We had, you know, Diamond and Silk testifying before Congress, becoming these kind of poster girls for the black right in the U.S. And it's a way of kind of differentiation. And I also think there is something to, you know, Chance came out in support of, well, kind of hedged support of Kanye, saying, well, just because you're black doesn't mean you have to vote Democrat. What have the Democrats done for us? And it's a good question to ask.
Mm.
Why is there this association between voting Democrat and being black in the U.S.? What exactly has happened for them by doing that?
So it's sort of, I think, confused factionalism.
Yeah, and not even that there's that much thought behind a lot of it, I think. These people are doing that, so I'm going to do this, and that's going to make me noticed. And the thing that, you know, Trump is so on the nose for the kind of mainstream media in the U.S., for anyone to support it, it's almost like a kind of, you know, this idea that's, you know, kind of prevalent in Australia as well, that conservatism is the new punk.
Yeah.
It is the counterculture. And in terms of, again, what I'd call the liberal hegemony, there's something to that.
Yeah. So it's easy with Donald Trump's approach to feel like this is, you know, a new thing that we've never really seen before. But, you know, like David Bowie in the 1970s called himself the Thin White Duke and made pro-fascist statements. Is there something about, you know, the right-wing movement that appeals specifically to a performance artist?
Well, I guess it's kind of outrageous, you know, the idea that, you know, David Bowie did so much cocaine he became a Nazi or something. It's just, well, that's unexpected. What's the next new thing? The idea of kind of transformation and never remaining the same and always being something new, that is really important for pop artists and for artists in general.
And so do you think there's any sort of like responsibility of, you know, like performance artists or media and stuff to kind of like weigh in responsibly on this debate? Or is it more kind of just it's all about, you know, showing and stuff and it's not really too important in the scheme of things?
Yeah, I feel like it's very performative, both on the part of Kanye and then in the reaction to Kanye. So
how serious is any of it? Like how, you know, genuinely does anyone actually hold any of this?
Yeah. I mean, is it going to be a story tomorrow? Maybe if he keeps tweeting about it, you know, he's the kind of arch manipulator of media. He's turned himself into this kind of worldwide phenomenon, not just in music, but, you know, in fashion. He's kind of changed how people dress and look. So if there's any kind of responsibility, it should be, I think, from the media that sees itself as some kind of gatekeeper in the marketplace of ideas, and that instead of focusing everything on Kanye, think about what else is happening at the same time. You know, there are bigger things going on, or other. Well, actually, it's the biggest thing going on, but is it the most important? I really don't think so.
Okay, well, thank you so much for joining us this morning to have a chat about it, Rodney.
You're welcome.